Neil Delamere's Sunday Best.
Today FM.
Bit of Bruno Mars, I think I want to marry you. Not everyone wants to get married, Bruno. On average, 22,000 couples get married every year in this country, and they get hitched. Yes, they do, and they have a wonderful life. But this morning, we're going to discuss whether marriage is just a kind of an old-fashioned institution. Does it have a place anymore? Have our easy lifestyles spoiled us so much that we're just not able to deal with the challenges that come with marriage, or is there a need for it? To discuss this, I'm joined by Larissa Nolan, who wrote an article during the week in the Irish Mirror about how marriage wasn't for her. Good morning, Larissa.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
And I'm also joined by the editor of Confetti magazine, Laura Cunningham. Hello, Laura.
Good morning, Joe.
You're very welcome to the studio, both of you. Larissa, your article, well, I was shocked to my core. You said that at the age of 6 years old, you drew up a contract.
Yes.
Saying, never let me, which your dad, was it? Never let me get married. I'm completely opposed to it.
I know. It's a strange thing. I don't know what, how I was so aware of this at such a young age, but I decided at that age that I never wanted to get married. But what I was really afraid of was that I would grow up and then I'd change my mind when I became an adult and that madness would hit me and I'd decide that I wanted to get married. So to ensure that that never happened, I drew up this contract saying, you know that part in the movie where somebody goes, you know, stop this wedding, you know, and they
hold
up something.
The graduate who's banging on the window.
Is it speaker, whoever, hold your peace. So I wrote up this contract so that he could wave it in the air and say, stop this wedding now, if it ever happened.
Right.
Now, it never...
Why?
I don't know why at such a young age I was like that, but I imagine that it's probably for the same reasons that I think it now. I think I had an aversion to ever being someone's wife. You know, I think at that stage, even as a young age, I kind of realised that it would take away your independence to hitch yourself to somebody else for the rest of your entire life.
But you know, isn't having a partner, regardless of whether you're married or not, take away a certain level of independence anyway?
No, it doesn't, because it's not bound in law. You're there out of choice and not out of necessity. You know, you're not there out of it because a piece of paper tells you that you have to be there. You can walk away anytime you like. And I think for me, that freedom makes me more inclined to want to stay. Whereas if somebody tells me that, you know, you have to do something and that it's written in law, that's the kind of that's the time when I don't want to be there.
Do you think that it kind of causes anxiety, the sort of pressure that we still have? People would say to a couple who are together for a while, oh, when are you giving us a big day out? But even though, joking aside, that causes anxiety for people. It actually
probably
stresses.
Just funny enough, no one has ever said that to me ever, you know, in any of the...
Well, I wonder why. Perhaps something to do with your outspoken views on
marriage. It only came up, it's not something I would normally talk about. Like, I was laughing thinking everyone will think I'm some bitter L one who can't get my, you know, no one's asked you, that's why you think this, you know. But no, it's just, it's never really been something that has been asked to me. Maybe it's you know, you meet some people and they have this air of independence and you just go, that's a loner person, that's a lone wolf person. I think perhaps maybe I give off that vibe. But like, I know that there are plenty of women who do get that, and I think it's awful. Like, you know, I was saying in the article that some women get to about 30 and they have this kind of life crisis that they're not married. I've seen it and I've heard it, and you know, and especially as it goes on into your 30s, the pressure and stress is more and more, and it is very unfair.
Laura, do you think there is a kind of a unwelcome and unfair pressure?
Absolutely. I get asked all the time, am I married, obviously being the editor of a wedding magazine.
Are you married?
I'm not.
Right. Do you want to get married? Larissa,
we have this, we call it the confetti curse, so no one who's ever edited confetti has ever been
really?
Married.
Really?
Yeah, on the job.
Okay.
So
for the confetti blessing.
Yeah, and on the flip side, the models that we put on the cover always get engaged really soon afterwards, so I think I'm going to have to put myself
there
on the cover.
There could be a link between the
I
two.
I think I'll break the curse that way.
The point about independence... Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think that if you're married or in a long-term relationship that there's a difference in independence?
I think for a lot of people, and this is coming from an unmarried person, but I think it's about becoming a family for the most part, whether there are kids involved or not. It's about kind of, you know, getting your people around you. You don't want to grow up on your own. You know, it's kind of human nature to just want to get your little troop around you and that's you forever and you're settled. And I do think it's definitely kind of a like future-proofing your relationship thing for a lot of people, for good or for bad, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be secure enough that you don't need that.
Yeah.
But there's something wonderful about the idea of becoming, you know, he's not just your boyfriend anymore, he's your family now.
Yeah.
You know.
Larissa, future-proofing, making a wonderful statement about how much you love someone. What could be wrong with that?
I think certainly Laura has a point when it comes to families, because, you know, there are some statistics from America at the moment saying that marriage rates are below 50% for the first time ever. And that's due to the fact, apparently, that women can do everything on their own now. We can have careers on our own and we can have families on our own. And indeed, we can have families on our own, theoretically. But when it comes to the practicality of it, certainly having someone who you know is definitely not going to walk out the door and who's going to be there to provide, you know, financial support and you know, share the responsibility, that is all important. I understand that from a family point of view.
There are tax breaks as well.
Well,
you know.
Society is set up really to reward people who are in marriages. And
That's an interesting point.
You know, definitely. But I don't ever, you know, I will say that I've sacrificed a lot in the pursuit of this independence. Sometimes
you can
be too independent. Yeah.
Well, tell us. Give us an example. What have you sacrificed?
Well, for example, I always believe it should never stop you doing anything. So I have a family. I have a son. But, you know, it is obviously, there's no point in pretending that it's obviously easier if you have that in a proper setup situation. You know, if you have a proper family situation, that's an easy thing. In every single day, it's easier. But for me, I believe that the sacrifice has been worth it.
What about the point, though, that, you know, getting married is a wonderful romantic gesture. There's a lot of depth to it. It is, you know, one of the most amazing things that two people can do to get married and to say, oh, this is it. Like, we love each other so much.
I must have missed that
right.
Message. I don't know why. I do know that like a lot of people, you'd hear a lot of women saying that they went to bed at night dreaming of their wedding day. I remember going to bed at night dreaming of my Debs, weirdly, which, you know, was a massive disappointment when it actually happened. But I used to dream of my Debs and what I would wear. And like, I love clothes and I love fashion and I often love watching who's wearing what for weddings. And you know, we saw Dolores O'Riordan's amazing wedding outfit there a while ago. There's some wonderful wedding outfits. I don't get the... I'm not into this dad walks you up the aisle, hands you over to the husband, you wear virginal white. I do think it's a parody of sexism, actually.
A parody of sexism?
Well, the pressure to do all the traditional things is kind of waning year on year. Like, I'll see more and more of the... We'll call them alternative weddings coming in all the time.
You're at the coalface, Laura.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of alternative weddings.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Ceremonies. And it's definitely not as traditional as it once was. So people are using the ceremony or using the occasion as a form of expression.
Sure, absolutely. And I mean, even down to sort of church weddings, it's only kind of 60% now, which surprised me. I thought it would still have been more. A lot of people are getting married at their ceremony venue or their reception venue. But also, I mean, I think you can have a wedding without the legal bits as well. We've actually featured two gorgeous weddings in the last 2 years in Confetti that were just ceremonies and they didn't actually sign on any dotted line. They just had this love celebration, I guess. So, you know, you don't have to totally miss out on the wedding.
There doesn't need to be a binding contract or even to view it as a binding contract.
Exactly, yeah.
How much is a wedding nowadays, Laura?
The average is about 26,000, but I mean, that's on the lower end. I think that's taken into account people who just have dinner and get married, you know, who don't spend the money. So, I mean, you're probably looking at 30 or 40 grand for your big Irish wedding, the weekend.
It's a lot of money. Totally bonkers, though? Especially
it's
when people are talking about not being able to get money together for mortgages and stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I suppose, you know, like, how can you possibly justify saying I'm going to spend €30,000 on a wedding, I don't have a house, and I'm going to moan about not being able to get a house for years to come?
Because you want to give your friends and loved ones a big day out, you want to celebrate this wonderful occasion.
Or because
grand.
Your parents are paying for it in a lot of cases.
Great, but I have to get some of those parents who pay for a grand wedding.
Look, we're having the chocolate fountain, and that's the end. Alright, look, we leave it there. We're out of time, I'm afraid. But Laura Cunningham, editor of Confetti Magazine, thanks a million
for coming in.
And Larissa Nolan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today FM.